how to teach jazz phrasing to any musician of any level back in a moment.
This is James Devine with the Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher. I've been teaching for 22 years, starting my career at a private school, moving to a suburban high school, and now I'm at a Title I middle school. Thank you for listening to the podcast. You can find show notes and links mentioned in the podcast at jamesdevine.net. Maybe you might want to call in with a question of your own to 719-238-4193.
I recently taught this to all of my classes from beginning to intermediate, from my sixth graders to my eighth graders. Now my sixth graders, they just started in January when we came back to hybrid learning, and they know five notes of their scale. But I think even if they only knew a couple of notes, this could work. But it can work with any age group, teaching them how to do jazz phrasing. I spread this out over four separate lessons, four separate weeks. But it could be in one long lesson, and I'll give you some tips on what I did. So in lesson one, I explained to the students that in jazz, quarter notes are short. And I put the figure on the board of three quarter notes and a quarter rest. Now my background goes to the School of Music, the Army School of Music. I spent 10 years in the Army band, and so some of these phonetics that I used were ones that I learned in the band there. But I would have them repeat back after me, dot, 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 rest. And we just did a call and response with that 3 to 5 to 7 times. And I would stop them and tell them they needed to. First, we're just doing it verbally, but I would tell them, you need to be louder, or you need to make those shorter, because some of them didn't want to get air going across their vocal cords. But that's pretty normal. And then we would do it with one of the notes of the scale. If for the more advanced players, we would do it for the whole scale, and I would explain to them, hey, I'm going to do this on the scale, and you repeat back. And it would sound like this. So you just get them playing that and repeating it back, or playing the scale with you, whatever you think will work best for that. For my beginners, I used the 5-note scale, just like you heard me squeak on. Yes, I still squeak and I hate that. But for my more advanced players, I use the entire scale. You're going to have to give them some corrective feedback and say, you know what, you're not quite playing those short enough. You need to make them shorter. You need to get more air behind your tongue. You need to use your tongue, because some of the students will try to do it with their air. And you can usually hear that. So it reinforces tonguing and reinforces some other concepts. So that was week one. We probably spent 3 or 4 minutes on that in class. In week two, I explained to them about jazz eighth notes, and I told them that eighth notes are long except the last one. So if you have 100 eighth notes, they're all going to be long sounding except the last one. The last one will be short. And for this one, I gave them a rhythm of 6 eighth notes, or 3 beats of eighth notes, and a quarter rest. And in the Army School of Music, we would say those do va do va do dot. So I'd have them do a call and response verbally with the do va do va do dot, and I'd have to reinforce it a little bit to get the right swing feel, to get the short note. You're just listening, just like you do with normal band rehearsals. I don't worry too much about explaining the swing as much as really demoing it. And sometimes with the more advanced students, we talked a little bit about how the upbeat has a little bit more emphasis. So do va do va do dot, do va do va do dot. And I would just have them call and response that 3 to 5 to 7 times until I felt like they were giving me air support and really matching the syllables for that. Then we do the same thing with the scale, call and response on the notes. So once again, I did either the five-note scale with the beginners, or I did the entire scale for the more advanced students. And that was week two. Once again, that took maybe 3, 4, 5 minutes to do that lesson. In week three, I introduced the dotted quarter eighth note with two beats of rest after it. So the phonetic I use for that is do, dot, do, dot. And I would have them do that verbal call and response a couple of times, so I felt like they were giving me enough air across their vocal cords and really being a really honoring the feel of that thing. And then we would do the same thing with the notes, call and response with the notes. This one was a little bit harder because some wanted to play a half note, quarter note, and they would get the right feel but not the right rhythm. So just so you can hear the difference in that. That's the right one, but some students would do this. And so I would explain to them, no, we need to have one and a two. Do, ba, do, dot. And just kind of like sing the eighth note phonetics with them to help them with that. So that was week three. Week three was a little bit harder, but we probably spent 3 to 5 minutes on that at the most. And then in week four, I put all three patterns on the board, the dot, 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 the do, va, do, va, do, dot, and the do, dot. Put all three patterns on the board. We reviewed each one as a call and response pattern, just on one note. And then what I ended up doing after that is putting it together into two measure phrases where I intersperse these two things. So I might do this. Same thing, now a two measure phrase where they're doing call and response. And I found a lot of success with this. It worked really well with all of my classes. And then for the advanced class in this fourth week, I changed it a little bit and varied it up. Now, I have found that this has been useful to use in our other songs when there's something that we've needed to have that's a little bit shorter articulation. I just tell them, you know, do the same thing like you do for the jazz quarter notes. Play them short so that we're getting the dot, dot, dot. And they seem to have really transferred that over. So I'm excited to see where this is going to lead. I'm working on developing a introduction to jazz course that starts much sooner than some of the book ones that you have to know a lot of things on your instrument to be able to play jazz. So I'm hoping to develop a beginning jazz course that I'll share in the future. Hope that this has been helpful to give your students an introduction to jazz phrasing.
The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.